It's hot in here, Mark. Summertime.
Yeah. You remember it always gets hot in here in the summer.
No, I don't remember. How long have we been doing this?
We've been in this studio for almost a year and a half now.
Damn it, it's hot in here. Is it just me?
No. We don't want to turn the fan on, though, do we?
No. I could have brought my old laptop to do that. We're starting. Hey, we're starting a show. Way to go, Mark.
I think we're starting on time, actually.
Close enough.
We are on JST, John Standard Time.
Thank you.
That's 30 minutes late.
It's Pigskin Radio.
Episode 135, Hype Anvil Studios up in the air.
Suspended on the fourth floor.
Yes.
We're into suspension.
We are not on the sixth floor. We are on the fourth floor.
Did you hear that? Four shows in a row, John.
Yes. Four shows in a row, what?
Serious Dave's here.
Oh, yeah, Serious Dave's here. Welcome to Serious Dave Episode 4.
Serious Dave Episode 4. Hello, idiots. How are you doing tonight?
It's actually Episode 5, I think, isn't it?
I don't know.
No.
I can't count past 11. So...
You only go up to 11, 3.
Well, this idiot's doing great. How about you, Mark?
How was your week? My week was a little sad.
Was it sad?
Yeah, I lost my dog yesterday.
Oh, man, I buried a dog last week, too.
Yeah.
My parents' dog. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I lost G-Dog. He was a cute little...
That sucks,
what
man.
What did the G stand for? That's what I was wondering.
Ground dog, because he was close to the ground. Also, gangster dog. Gentleman dog, because he had the markings of a tuxedo. And he always looked like he was maybe a butler of some sort.
He was a low-riding dog.
And what type of dog was G-Dog?
He was a lab mix, Sharpei lab mix.
With short legs.
Very short legs.
Funny-looking dog. Did really well with the ladies, though.
G-Dog was quite the puller.
Quite
the bringer.
So, break open a 40.
Yeah.
Pour it on the ground for G-Dog.
It's for G-Dog. So, yeah, that was a sad 4th of July. I didn't do much partying. I just kind of hung out and kind of thought about the G-Dog, who's a good dog for so many years. Had been in a lot of draft parties and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, this show is dedicated to G-Dog.
Oh, man, that's sweet.
Now, you know who else has been sniffing butt? Miles Austin.
Oh, I was going to say just about any one of us three probably, but yes, he's been sniffing some fine ass, hadn't he?
Some large ass.
He's got a butt to sniff. I'm going to set my beer can on that butt.
Can you? Yeah, you could set set your beer on that.
I'd clean her toilet.
What? Yikes. Okay. So,
way to waste good material so early in the show, John.
Yeah, I mean... Have you heard of, maybe building it up?
Holding back a little bit? I just charged right into that,
maybe,
man.
Maybe think about baseball or something for a while.
Stats.
Race cars. Oh, well, that might do it for you, too.
Race cars definitely now.
Absolutely.
It's a drag race.
So Miles Austin,
I'm in the 9-second club.
Miles Austin is going where Reggie Bush has been before, right?
Cheating in football?
No. He's on the Kim Kardashian trail.
Train?
Is it a train?
I think it's a trail.
I think it's a trail.
It's not a trail. It's a train.
Oh,
Reggie and Miles.
I beg to differ. So she likes football players, it looks like.
Yeah, she's a very intelligent woman. And I think that's what Miles likes about her.
What?
She's very intelligent.
Is she?
Yes, and kind to all animals. He's a big animal lover.
I'm confused.
She's an animal.
Well, why
too?
Do you think he likes her?
Because she's got a nice ass.
Did you see
ass.
Her butt?
She's got sweet tits on her ass.
Oh, boy. Boy, this has really gone down a pathway.
And, Mark, you are wondering why you've lost all the listeners.
I don't know what the hell's going on there.
We haven't lost any listeners that count.
No, not at all.
We the ones that used to listen to us for fantasy football stats and predictions... We didn't need them.
They'll be back.
We have no use for them.
They have no use for us now.
Yeah, that's true.
We may talk about fantasy football one day.
But not today.
But not today.
So we're basically just going to be talking about celebrity sports gossip, which John and I basically have become old queens, sports queens.
Old Sports Queens.
We should
Queens.
Just change the name of the show to the Sports Queens.
Maybe not.
Dave's not going to show up.
Is he shaking his head over there?
Yeah, I'm not showing up for the Sports Queens.
Why are you giving the thumbs up then?
It depends on where that thumb's going, John.
Oh, Chris Pratty.
Meatloaf.
Got a stinky thumb here.
So what'd you guys do for July 4th, seeing as though I've totally brought the show down with talking about dead dogs?
Well, while you buried your dog.
Did you have any fun?
Yeah, man, I had some barbecue ribs and drank some beer.
I drank a lot of beer, watched things blow up.
Listened to the gunfire around my neighborhood. I even got a text from the Duke. He was like, yeah, because he lives over in my hood. And he's like, do you hear all the gunfire?
Yeah. What were you guys, hiding under a table or something?
No. I didn't actually talk to the Duke, but I should have assured him
spooning
that
under the
Mythbusters
table.
Proved that a bullet shot into the air does not fall at a velocity or with enough inertia to kill a human. So
but it'll hurt you.
It hurt like hell.
State? It's a great state where fireworks are illegal in the city limits, but
guns aren't.
Yeah,
absolutely, dude. You don't want to get killed by a Roman candle. That's not a good way to go.
God bless all parts of Texas except for Houston.
Yeah.
So we got a little bit of Houston talk. Let's make Houston angry. You know, all of our listeners at one point were from the city of Philadelphia. Somehow we alienated them.
Don't know how. Well, let's see if we can run off anyone from Houston.
Okay.
I've made it my mission today to it started off as a feeling of pity. I was driving down the road, and I started thinking about someone on the radio from the Houston media, and he was talking about how the Houston Astros – I'm talking about baseball –
Houston what?
Astros?
Ass hats?
Huh. The Astroglides.
Are they what is that, AAA?
They play in the Astrodome, don't they?
Not anymore. It's Enron Field.
God, I just miss the days of Mike Scott and Charlie Kerfield down there. I'm sure everyone in Houston does too.
Who was
that team sucks.
Who was the pitcher? J.R.
J.R. Ryder?
No.
Reed?
No.
Carpenter?
What are you getting at?
They had a good pitcher back in the day.
When?
Back when they had the cool orange.
Oh, J.R. Richards.
J.R. Richards. There you go.
Yep.
But anyway, he was talking about how Houston has no farm system worth speaking of. And at the time, they had the worst record in the majors.
Jose
and they're just a piss-poor baseball team this year. And I got to thinking, you know, I've never been a big fan of Houston. Yeah, well, I avoid going there at all cost.
It smells, John.
It does smell a little bit. But that has got to be the most miserable sports town in all of America.
It's the fattest city in America.
They only have three of the big four sports represented there. But the Houston Astros, as I talked about, they're tied for the third worst record, but by all accounts are the worst team in baseball right now. Their baseball team is like the bright spot, unless you want to go back into the early 90s or mid-90s.
We're just taking a huge dump on Houston.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was looking at. Okay. Over the last 5 years, Houston has absolutely sucked at everything.
Mark, this is the research that Johnny did today.
This is the research.
Yeah, okay.
I did research on how bad Houston sucks. Okay, so now in 2005, the Astros did go to the World Series where they lost. Yeah, don't hurt yourself, Mark. Don't hurt yourself.
Go ahead.
But other than that, let's start with
ink.
Should I start with football or end with it?
Will I? End with football, please. This is a football show. Build up to football.
Okay.
What is going on?
The Astros. Speaking of the Astros, they are the oldest franchise to never win a World Series. So poor Houston. They suck. They went to one, but they lost.
But technically, I mean, the last time the Cubs won was what
1911?
1911.
But they've won one.
Yeah, but it was 1911.
But they've won one. Nobody was never. Everyone's dead.
They're all dead.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Miles Austin's girlfriend?
I hope so.
The Rockets. Houston Rockets, NBA.
Oh, no.
They are the baby Houstons of the NBA because they got to deal.
He's been working on that baby Houston.
No, that's Dave.
Is that yours?
That was Dave.
You made that up.
Yes, Dave made that up.
Baby Houston. You made it up in the parking lot.
I did. One man clapping.
That's horrible.
They got to play the Spurs and the Mavericks, so they basically get shit on every season.
Baby Houstons.
Baby Houstons.
That's horrible.
Mark, I'm so sorry that G-Dog
died. The Rockets are shit, man. They haven't been past the second round of the playoffs since 1997.
Dave, I'm sorry your sense of humor has died.
Are you from Houston?
What?
Is Dave from Houston? No. Am I hurting your feelings?
He was a good dog.
And the football. The Houston Texans. Do you like the Texans, Dave?
The Texans beat the Cowboys.
The Texans did beat the Cowboys, so fuck them. But if I had to like an AFC team, I kind of like the Texans.
I like the Texans because they're from Texas.
Exactly. But you know what?
Who else is from Texas?
They have a Johnson. The Texans have a Johnson.
Randy Taylor. I don't know where.
Let's not go through this whole thing again.
Have you tested your products?
We've already heard this. We've already heard this.
Okay,
this is new. The Houston Texans, this is new. They just had their very first winning season. Their very first. Their first winning season.
The Houston Texans.
The Houston Texans since 2002.
Right.
Okay.
Is this going somewhere?
Yes, I've got one very important.
Number four?
I don't have a point.
One number very four? Important point. They are the only city of the big four sports, I'm sorry, the only franchise, no, the only city of the big four sports. Did that make sense?
No, but keep going.
They have never.
John, how long have you been doing this show?
Been in the playoffs. The Houston Texans have never been. They're the only franchise out of all of the major sports, the only franchise that has never been in the playoffs.
Ah, here we go.
No, Houston Texans. Never been in the playoffs. Now, out of all the NFL teams, everyone's made the playoffs at least once. Out of all the NHL teams, everyone has made the playoffs at least once. Out of all the Major League Baseball teams, everyone has made the playoffs once. Out of all the NFL teams, everyone has made the playoffs once, except the Houston Texans. Never been there.
But they're only 8 years old. Give them a break. You're picking on an 8 year old.
I'm not much more than eight years old. Come on, man. No, in the last 5 years, I don't think there's any sports city that has sucked or suffered as much as Houston. And to that, I say, fuck you, Houston.
Wow, we have just started. A war with Houston.
That was a diatribe. It was a soliloquy. It was amazing.
That was beautiful.
It started off as pity, and now has turned to hatred.
It was full of hate. It is definitely full of hate.
It started off as hate, and then went to pity, and it's come full circle back to hate now.
So we should dedicate the next 6 months to
hating Houston.
Okay. It's no longer fuck Philadelphia.
Oh, it'll always be fuck Philadelphia.
Even though it's always fuck Philadelphia. But fuck Houston.
Boy, we don't have any content this week, do we?
Houston stinks.
So Plaxico Burress has applied for work release.
What does that mean?
He wants to get out of prison.
What is Plaxico going to do? Is he going to play football or is he going to work at McDonald's?
I think he doesn't care just as long as nobody.
He's tired of getting ass raped.
I think he's the one who would be doing the ass raping and not the ass rapee.
Really?
Well, he's a pretty big.
I would think he would be a power bottom.
He's a receiver, dude.
He is a wide receiver.
Right. There you go.
Power bottom. So if you live in Austin, your name is Mark, they call you Peepaw, let us know what you think about Plaxico Burress. Is he
you're
a power bottom?
You're the king of the power bottoms.
So is he free yet?
This is his
second time. Is he still in prison?
Actually, is it?
Yeah, he's in prison now, but he's trying to get. This is the second time he's applied for work release. Yeah, he's trying to get a situation where he's maybe working at a Subway,
mowing yards,
counting pickles at Subway.
He can't work at Subway. He doesn't have the skills to work at Subway.
Do they pay for that?
Actually, what he wants to do is basically he's trying to get it to where he can be home half the time and not in prison because. his candy ass wide receiver self isn't used to being in a 4x6 cell.
Right. I mean, once again,
well, he's a dumbass. He was on my fantasy team when he pulled all that crap and shot himself in the leg. Just goes to figure that he would suck that bad, and I'd still win that year. So
speaking of NFL,
go Plexico.
What is it with NFL players getting in trouble, Mark?
Yeah, we got Quentin Ganther, the running back for the Seahawks. Just got Quentin Ganther.
Who?
I think he had 200 yards last year.
Next story.
Arrested for suspicion of DUI.
Next story.
Suspicion.
Suspicion.
How can
next
be
story.
Suspicion of DUI.
Next story.
My guess is maybe he ran into a fence or his garage door.
And what was the bail set at in that case?
$5.
$1,497?
Yeah.
Something like that. Well, how do they come up with the 97?
$1,482.
Okay.
That was his bail.
I put 15 on it for shipping and handling.
Well, you know, there was $118 there that was going for, you know, maybe credit card.
But wait, that's
fees.
Not all.
All right.
Boris, another off-season story, Mark.
All right, so the NFL had a credit card for a while, and people were getting points.
They have credit cards. You
the
can get
NFL
your favorite
has
team on a credit card.
Yeah, and you could get these points, and if you had enough points, you know, the story was saying that, you know, if you racked up 5,000 points –
you could get a hat.
You could get a hat, or you know, which meant you spent $5,000 probably. But apparently, 40,000 points, you could get a one-hour appearance from the Denver Broncos mascot Miles. The horse would show up for 40.
The horse head?
The horse head would show up for 40,000 points, which to me, I think that would just be great, especially if you. You know, let's say people didn't know the horse was coming.
Did you know Rowdy is still gigging?
So
fuck Rowdy. He farted on my head.
He's still trying to get appearances.
Could we get Rowdy to show up here if we had enough points?
Could we kick his ass?
To do Pigskin Radio, could we kick his ass on the air?
The ghost of Crazy Raid kick his ass. Don't you think? It's dark.
Yes. Crazy Ray, bless his soul.
Yes. You know what? I know Crazy Ray's widow. We need to have her on the show. Talk with her. Mama Ray.
What do you think she'd say to you?
No, we're just curious. Her little stories about Crazy. You know, for a while there, he was at the Walmart over by Big Town Mall. He was a greeter, and he was making balloon animals up front at Walmart. And the Duke used to go over there and... For a while there, the Duke was being taught how to make balloon animals by Crazy Ray.
Really?
Yeah.
So the Duke could be the next Crazy Ray.
He's well on his way.
Call him Crazy Mike, Crazy Pillbilly,
something like that.
Rattle, 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 rattle.
So yeah, so the NFL credit card. If you've got to cash your points in, you've got a month or so. If you have,
you can get Horsehead to come to your podcast
for 40,000. Wouldn't that be great? Have you spent $40,000 on your Dallas Cowboy credit card that was just released? I think a year and a half ago.
No,
I don't. How many people have?
I'm going to buy this podcast though, and that should put it over.
Oh, yeah. Well, what do you think the money on the barrel would be for this podcast?
$5.
$5? Think that much?
Well, considering this is probably one of the top 10 most valuable podcasts on the inner tubes right now.
Right.
I mean, I think we should get...
$20?
We should be set.
Okay.
I mean, we're right up there with, you know, the big hitters like Smodcast and what are those other ones?
You have the longevity. I mean, 135 shows, 135 nights of doing this.
Huh.
I'm saying it's worth a lot.
Thank you, Mark.
It's worth a lot.
Episode 135. Idiot John over there.
Comes to a merciful end.
Serious Dave. Thanks for listening or watching.
And I just want to say, Mark has the best diarrhea in the whole world.
Bless the G-Dog.
What?
Those two things don't go together, do they?
What are you talking about, diarrhea?
You have the best.
Big John.
John. The best diarrhea.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.